It's no secret that humans use a lot of plastic. Globally, we produce 300 million tons of plastic each year, and half of that is single use, used quickly and thrown away. To do our part, let's take a look at the best way to recycle the plastic you use every day. Start with the symbols. Look for a little triangle of arrows with a number inside, usually on the bottom of your plastic container. You've probably seen it. Plastic is labeled with the numbers 1 through 7. But what do these labels really mean? I used to think it just meant any of it could be recycled. But it turns out those recycling arrows are part of a system to code different types of plastics. It may seem strange, but only a few of these numbered plastics can be readily recycled, so it's important to know your symbols. Tossing the wrong material in the bin amounts to contamination. That's when an entire recycling load can be rejected and sent to the landfill. So when you see the number 1 symbol, it means you're holding PET, one of the most common recyclable types of plastic. It's usually clear, like a water bottle. Number 2 plastics, like milk jugs, are HDPE, also very recyclable and usually opaque. As with number 1, number 2 plastics are recyclable in most cities. If you come across number 3 plastic, that's PVC, and besides being used for pipes, it's often used as packaging and is rarely recyclable. You'll find number 4 plastic, or LDPE, usually in the form of plastic bags you get at the store. You can only recycle this type of soft plastic at most grocery stores. Throwing them in your curbside bin is one of the worst things you can do because this plastic literally gums up the works at your local recycling center. Then we come to number 5 plastic, or PP. This is a sturdy, stable plastic used to package things like yogurt and sour cream, as food storage, and some to-go cups. It's a good plastic to reuse, but is currently not recyclable curbside. Number 6 plastic is polystyrene, and can be found in two forms, as foam such as plates, egg cartons, and to-go containers, and as hard plastic like utensils and clear clamshells. Polystyrene is rarely recycled and has been shown to be a possible human carcinogen that can leach into foods. Yikes! Finally, we come to number 7 plastic, classified as other. This is the misfit category, meaning any other type of plastic, and it isn't currently recyclable either. Since only a small portion of plastic can be recycled, it's more important than ever to lean into the rest of the well-known mantra, reduce, reuse, recycle, taking steps to reuse what we can and reduce the rest of it.